From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama is stepping up pressure on the U.S. Senate to keep in place surveillance powers the National Security Agency uses to fight terrorism. Mr. Obama called on the Senate to avoid a situation where the government could not track and prevent possible terrorist attacks.
I expect them to take action and take action swiftly. That's what the American people deserve. And this is not an issue in which we have to choose between security and civil liberties. This is an issue in which we, in fact, have struck the right balance and shaped a piece of legislation that everybody can support.
The NSA has been collecting Americans' phone records under a section of the Patriot Act that grants the U.S. government broad powers to probe to thwart terrorist plots. A federal appeals court recently ruled the bulk phone collections program is illegal, and the Patriot Act is set to expire at midnight Sunday. Before both chambers of the Congress left for a one-week recess, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed what's known as the USA Freedom Act. That compromised legislation would end bulk collection of Americans' phone records, but let the NSA search the records held by phone companies on a case-by-case basis. International Football Federation President Sepp Blatter was re-elected to another four-year term on Friday, just days after the game's governing body was shaken by widespread corruption allegations. Addressing the 65th FIFA Annual Congress in Zurich, Switzerland, Blatter promised to elevate FIFA from its current critical state of affairs. He was seven votes short of the required 140 majority in the first round, but then his opponent withdrew. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday dropped Cuba from a blacklist, designating the communist country as a state sponsor of terrorism. Secretary of State John Kerry formally removed Cuba from the list. State Department spokesman Jeff Rathke says the removal is a separate process from the normalization of relations.
The review of Cuba's designation as a state sponsor of terror was instructed by the president. And we have had a separate process of discussions with the Cuban government about reestablishing diplomatic relations and reopening embassies.
Shortly after meeting with Cuban President Raul Castro in April, U.S. President Barack Obama announced his intention to remove Cuba from the list as the two countries head toward opening diplomatic missions in Washington and Havana. An Islamic State jihadist dressed as a woman killed three people when he blew himself up Friday at a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia. Saudi officials have claimed to foil the attack in Dammam, but the Islamic State said it was responsible for the bombing. It identified the militant as a soldier of the caliphate and said he managed to reach the site despite heightened security. Saudi authorities said the explosion occurred as security officials approached the bomber's vehicle while it was being driven to a parking lot near the mosque. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan say gunmen shot dead at least 20 bus passengers late on Friday. The incident happened in the violence hit Baluchistan province, where a group of heavily armed men wearing security forces uniforms intercepted two buses in the remote Mastung district and seized 35 passengers. The buses were traveling to the southern port city of Karachi from the provincial capital, Quetta. Provincial Interior Minister Safaraz Bugti told reporters that security forces have rescued five of the people abducted and have surrounded the mountainous area to hunt down the kidnappers and recover the remaining passengers. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the violence. The U.S. economy shrank in the first 3 months of 2015 as unusually foul winter weather hurt economic activity. Friday's report from the U.S. Commerce Department says the gross domestic product declined at an annual rate of 0.7% during the first quarter. In addition to the weather, lower gas prices stopped or slowed investment in drilling. The news sent stocks lower on Wall Street Friday. European stocks were also down, while Asian stocks finished trading mixed. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.